you block a partner's domain in your collaboration settings. Yet three of their people, invited last year, keep signing in every morning as if nothing happened. Is that a security hole? No, it is by design, and understanding why is the heart of today's episode. Welcome back. Last time we closed out the internal side of identity, additions, feature tiers, and group-based licensing. But not everyone who needs your apps is on your payroll. Today is Microsoft Entra business-to-business collaboration, B2B for short, how guests use their own credentials, how invitations and redemption work, and the two families of settings that govern it all. Start with the philosophy, because everything follows from it. B2B collaboration is part of Microsoft Entra External ID and applies to workforce tenants. It lets you share your applications and services with guests while keeping control over your own corporate data. The core principle: the partner uses their own identity management, so there is no external administrative overhead for you. Guests sign in with their own work, school, or social identities, whether or not they even have Microsoft Entra. You do not manage their passwords. You do not sync their accounts. You do not manage their life cycles. The partner does not even need an IT department. When a guest accepts an invitation, they become a user object in your directory, typically with the user type guest, and with a user principal name containing the letters EXT between hash signs. That marker is how you spot a collaboration guest at a glance. Connect this to the episode 2 matrix. This is the external guest quadrant. Authenticates elsewhere, guest privileges here. One default worth memorizing. The email one-time passcode feature is turned on by default for all new tenants and for existing tenants that have not explicitly turned it off. It means a guest with no federated or social identity can still get in. They simply receive a code by email. If you turn the feature off, the fallback is to prompt invitees to create a Microsoft account. Now the mechanics. Invitation and redemption. Someone in your tenant invites a guest by email. Your tenant creates the guest user object and sends an invitation email containing a redemption link. While the guest has not yet accepted, the invitation state reads pending acceptance, and from the user's details, there is a B2B collaboration tile in the My Feed section. You can resend the invitation. The guest clicks the link, signs in with their own identity, and redemption completes. From then on, they access whatever apps and groups you have assigned them. A detail from a recent change. Guests are now redirected to their own organization's sign-in page, with their home tenant's branding and web address, to enter credentials, and are then returned to your organization. If a guest reports an unexpected sign-in page, that is usually just this flow working normally. Who can invite? The least privileged role is guest inviter. Creating regular users takes user administrator, and assigning directory roles takes privileged role administrator. But for someone whose only job is sending invitations, guest inviter is the right size. The portal path: Entra ID, users, new user, invite external user. You enter the guest's email address, a display name, and optionally a short invitation message. Two restrictions to remember. External users cannot be assigned to administrative units, and after creation, you assign the guest to apps or groups like any other user. Now for the part that decides exam questions and production incidents alike, the two control planes. B2B collaboration is enabled by default, and two separate groups of settings govern it. Confusing them is the number one B2B mistake. Family 1, cross-tenant access settings. These control whether users can authenticate across tenants in both directions, inbound and outbound. You set a default configuration that applies to all external Microsoft Entra organizations, then add per-organization settings as needed. You can scope access to specific users, groups, and applications, and you can choose to trust security claims from the partner tenant, their multi-factor authentication, their compliant device status. Family 2. External collaboration settings. These control who in your organization may send invitations and to which domains. By default, all users, including existing guests, can invite. You can turn invitations off entirely or limit them to certain roles. And you maintain a domain allow list or block list. The memory hook, cross-tenant access, asks can they get in? External collaboration settings ask can we invite them? When the two disagree about invitations, the most restrictive setting applies. two worked examples straight from the documentation. Example 1. You block the domain at datum.com in external collaboration settings, but your cross-tenant access settings enable collaboration with all Entra organizations. Result: your users cannot send invitations to adatum.com. The block list wins. Example 2. And this is our opening mystery. You allow the partner Fabricam in cross-tenant access, then add fabricam.com to your blocked domains. New invitations to Fabricam stop, but existing Fabricam guests continue to have access. Blocking a domain stops new invitations. It does not revoke guests who already redeemed. If you actually need to cut them off, you act on the guest accounts themselves or tighten the cross-tenant access side. So those three morning sign-ins were not a hole, just the difference between inviting and authenticating. There is also a cloud dimension. By default, collaboration stays within your Microsoft Cloud. With Microsoft Cloud settings, you can establish mutual collaboration between the global Azure Cloud and Azure Government, or between the global cloud and Azure operated by 21VNet in China. Both tenants must enable it, then configure inbound and outbound access as usual. Manual invitations do not scale forever, so B2B offers more machinery. Self-service sign-up user flows. Let guests sign themselves up for your apps, choosing among identity providers, Facebook, Google, Microsoft accounts, or federated enterprise providers, while you collect the information you need. API connectors let you bolt on custom approval workflows and identity verification. Delegated management lets application and group owners add guests themselves through their access panel. No admin ticket required. Entitlement management wraps external access in governed access packages. And conditional access applies to guests too, at the tenant level, per application, or for specific guest users. Guests are not exempt from your guardrails. Finally, SharePoint and OneDrive external sharing integrates with B2B, and enabling that also turns on the email one-time passcode fallback. What about passwords? The B2B philosophy says you do not manage partner credentials, and password reset follows it. A guest from a partner organization with its own Entra tenant resets their password at home, under their tenant's rules. A self-service sign-up user resets with the email they registered. An invited B2B user resets with the email from the invitation. The one exception to know, personal Microsoft accounts, Hotmail, Outlook.com, cannot use Microsoft Entra's self-service password reset at all. They rely on Microsoft's own account recovery. Let's rehearse with a design exercise. Management wants exactly this. Only the sales team may invite guests, and only from one partner domain, Fabricam.com. Where do you turn the knobs? Both requirements live in external collaboration settings. This is about sending invitations, not about authentication. First, restrict invitations to certain roles and give sales members the guest inviter role. Second, configure the domain list to allow only Fabricam.com. Cross-tenant access settings do not need to change because the default already permits collaboration, though if you also wanted to tighten authentication itself to Fabricam only, that would be a cross-tenant access change on the other plane. Quick self-test. How do you recognize a B2B guest in your directory, user type guest, and the EXT marker in the user principal name? Which least privileged role invites guests? Guest inviter. An invitation shows pending acceptance. What can you do? Resend it from the B2B collaboration tile. Cross-tenant access allows a partner, but their domain was just added to your block list. What happens? Existing guests keep signing in. New invitations are blocked. Most restrictive wins. A guest has no Entra, social, or federated identity at all. How do they get in? Email one-time passcode, on by default. And if it were off, they would be prompted to create a Microsoft account. The essentials. B2B guests use their own credentials. You never manage their passwords or life cycles. A redeemed guest is a user object with guest type and the EXT marker. Email one-time passcode is on by default. Guest inviter is the inviting role. Invitations are tracked and resendable while pending, and guests cannot join administrative units. Cross-tenant access settings govern authentication in both directions. External collaboration settings govern who may invite and which domains qualify. When they conflict on invitations, the most restrictive setting wins and domain blocks stop only new invitations. And personal Microsoft accounts cannot use your self-service password reset. That last point is the perfect bridge. Guests reset passwords at home. But what about your own users? Next time, self-service password reset from end to end. The gates a user must pass, the 1-versus-2 methods policy, registration and reconfirmation, hybrid write-back, and the separate, stricter policy that always applies to administrators. See you in episode 6.